Tucked in the back corner of Main and Chestnut Streets in downtown Champaign, right along the railroad tracks, is a long brick building whose roof proclaims Champaign-Urbana, population 93,500, fastest growing community in downstate Illinois. This is the currently empty Illinois Central Railroad Passenger Depot.
I love this building. I've always loved this building.
That's Daniel McCullum. He's the former mayor of Champaign, the official Champaign City historian, and basically the guy you call when you want to know something about the history of the city. The passenger depot was built in 1899 when the previous train station burnt down. According to the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District's website, Presidents William McKinley and Theodore Roosevelt spoke from its platform. The Liberty Bell was also displayed there on its way to the 1904 St. Louis Exposition. McCullum explains that it was the railroad that helped put Champaign on the map, literally. It was so important that before Champaign was even called West Urbana, it was known as the Depot to the locals, which is not to be confused with this building, which also goes by that same name.
This is the heart of what was Champaign. I'll put it this way. When the railroad came through, there were just a few buildings here. But almost immediately, because this became the area of importance, Urbana nearly died. So they languished while the depot, which was originally known as the depot, grew exponentially till within probably 2 years, the new town or the depot was larger than the old town.
When work started on the newer train station in 1923, the depot building was moved north 114 feet.
And they towed it with a turnstile. I think I heard the number of feet a day they moved it. It was not a fast job, but it took a while. But all the while it was being moved, it remained the waiting room, the passenger station.
After the new train station opened, the depot was used as the Illinois Central Freight Station and the Railway Express Office. Looking north to south along the rail line, you can see the several train stations Champaign has used since its early days, from the depot, the building, to the station built in the 1920s, to the current Illinois Terminal, just south of University Avenue, built in the late 1990s. In recent times, the depot has been closed up, unused, and mostly forgotten. But thanks to the folks at Black Dog, it will be another in a long list of older downtown Champaign buildings renovated and brought back to life. And McCullum is happy about that.
So to have a business come in here and renovate it, and particularly because I'm sure they're interested in the history and the color that presents, that it will show off well. It will be a significant attraction for the downtown.
According to Black Dog co-owner Michael Cochran, they won't be overdoing it with the history of the building.
There won't be a train going from one end to the other carrying your food or anything like that. It won't hit you over the head. We might have a couple of pictures. There's some nice photos of the building throughout its history, so we might have a couple photos of it up somewhere inside, but that's probably the extent of it.
Cochran says fellow co-owner Pedro Heller had always had his eye on this building, but Cochran thought it was too narrow. After looking around, they realized there was enough space there to do what they wanted to, so they set the wheels in motion to open their new space there. Interior demolition has already started at the depot, but according to Cochran, there's a lot to do.
I mean, we're doing just short of everything to the building. We're going to have to build a new foundation for the floors, separate from the building foundation. We'll leave that alone. And then we have to build a foundation for the floors. And then the roof is going to have to be torn off and rebuilt. So we're starting from definitely the bottom up and coming from the top down and working our way in between.
Since this is such a big project, Cochran admits he can't really predict an exact opening date for the new Black Dog location. He's hoping they can start work at the depot by November or December and be ready to go by next summer. I'm Jason Croft, Illinois Public Media.